Blade, Playing Dead, by Tim Bowler, read by Tim Bruce. So he's looking at me with his puggy face, this big jerk of a policeman, and I'm thinking, take him out or let him live? Big question. I don't like questions. Questions are about choices, and choices are a pain. I like certainties. Got to do this, got to do that, no debate. Take him out, let him live. Now what you got to do? Certainty. Only, I'm not certain here. I'm pretty sure I want to take him out. I hate the sight of him, and I hate being back at the police station. The knife feels good inside my sock. Pugface didn't even feel it when he frisked me. But he'll feel it pretty quick if he doesn't treat me right. It's only a small blade, but I know how to use it. He's still watching me with those pig eyes. Right, young man, he says. I'm not your young man. He takes no notice. He's too busy smirking. In your own words, he goes on. In your own words, what? In your own words, what happened? What happened where? He gives this heavy, exaggerated sigh. I hate that. Move my fingers slowly down my thigh. He can't see with a desk in the way. That bosomy policewoman over by the door's watching, but she can't see anything either. I can tell from her face. Anyway, she's too far away. I could have my knife out and into Pugface before she's covered half the ground between us. Probably time to stick her, too. He goes on in that patronising voice. What happened at the pedestrian crossing? My fingers are close to the knife now. I stop my hand. No need to move it any further. I'm safe enough. All that's need is a lunge.